Well, hello, everyone. Let's take a few moments. We'll turn our video on and become fully present into the space here. And we can look around the space and connect with one another. Acknowledge everyone who's here today. And it's good to see you all today and welcome. Thank you for joining this month's community call to action. My name is Katie, and I'm the leadership coordinator for Shamanism Without Borders. SWB is a global response network of the Society for Shamanic Practice, supporting shamanic practitioners who tend to natural disasters, acts of terrorism, war, pollution, and anything that causes disruption and suffering to humanity, to the plant and animal life, and to Earth's delicate biosystem. For more information, you can visit shamanicpractice.org/SWB. For those of you who are joining us live, we can leave our video sharing feature on for now, but we will turn it off once the tending process begins, and then we will share an image of an altar for the duration of the tending. Joan will let you know when that time comes. Upon closing the tending, we will turn off the recording for privacy and turn our video feature back on so we can share our experience or ask questions. So let's get started. Today's SWB process, tending to Afghanistan, will be led by SWB community leader, Joan Levergood. Thank you, Joan. And we now turn this tending process over to you.
Thank you, Katie. And welcome, everyone. It's so wonderful to see you. And thank you for joining me for such good work today. We have our work cut out for us. As we were talking about shortly before we started, there's been conflict in this region for some time. So let's begin by opening our sacred space. This is the altar that I made for our tending today. And this is the picture that we'll be putting up during the tending. I'd like to call upon the spirit of the East. Come and join our circle. Help create sacred space East where we are. Bring your powers of renewal and inspiration to our circle. Connect us together and help us as we do our tending work. Spirit of the South, come be with us East where we are. Help connect us together. Please bring your superpowers to our circle. Bring your relation to humanity and your wisdom. Help create our sacred circle. Help create a good, strong container. Thank you, Spirit of the South. Spirit of the West, come join with us each where we are. Help create a strong container. Bring your compassion and creativity to our circle. Help create a strong container for this important work. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for joining us together. Thank you, Spirit of the West. The Spirit of the North, thank you for being with us. Please bring your wisdom to our circle, each where we are. Help to connect us each together. Help bring clarity to our circle. Help anchor us and make us into a strong tending container. Thank you, Spirit of the North. Father Sky, look down upon us and hold us in your grace. Help create a sacred container for this work. Help create a strong container for the work we are to do today on behalf of life in Afghanistan. Thank you, Father Sky, for connecting us together and creating a great, strong container for this work. Mother Earth, without you, we would have nothing. Upon you is the sacred space we all walk upon. Help connect our sacred spaces together. Help us feel connected and create a great sacred container for this work. Mother Earth, everything we have is because of you. We thank you for everything you do for us. Thank you for connecting us together. thanking us for helping us with this work. Thank you, Mother Earth. Grandfather Sun and Grandmother Moon, shine down upon us. Each where we are helps to connect us together. Bring your special powers and attributes to this circle. Help create a strong container for us. Each where we are and connect us together in a great container to do this work. Thank you, Grandfather Sun and Grandmother Moon. I ask the spirit of the land each where we are to hold our sacred space well, and the great spirit of the land surrounding us to hold us well in this sacred space. You remember what it is to have humans create sacred space attended. Support us now each where we are. Help connect us together. Support this strong container for our work. I'd also like to call in all of our angel guides and helping spirits, and that all we come in contact with today as we do this work should have their angel guides and helping spirits with them as well. I ask the spirit of technology to connect us well and help us as we do this tending to be connected in this great new way and to do this work in a good way. Help us strengthen this container and help us do this work. Oh, welcome. I'm going to give a small offering of cornmeal and tobacco to the altar. And I feel very much today that this tending is one of North America. Even though my rattle is a turtle rattle, the turtle's asked to come and be on the altar today. And I don't know why. So what we're going to do right now is burn some sage and just clear our own energies to prepare for our work today as a group to do this tending. So as I go around the circle, just gently clearing off your energy with the sage. It's lovely to see all your videos and pictures as I do this. And just letting anything fall away. You take a moment to just close your eyes and sit in your chair, feeling your soul's connection in the middle of your chest, feeling that part of you that's the part of the Creator that chose to come and be here in human form. Feel that piece of energy in your chest vibrating and tingling alive in this moment, connected to the Creator and perfectly balanced in connection with the earth. Feel yourself in this place and feel yourself connected to all places and all times through your own unique spirit. Feel that energy traveling down from your chest down to the earth, and that union with the earth energy flowing back up to that heart center. And then feel that heart center flowing up, that energy up to the Creator, and the Creator energy flowing down. In perfect balance at this time, asking for our helping spirits to step forward, to be with us, to help us, to do what we need to do, to help in a good way, to tend the things that are ours, to be as neutral as we can in our work So welcome. Return to your bodies. And we'll talk about our mission. Tonight, we will do one journey. Or this afternoon, we will do one journey. And in this journey, we will ask permission to work on an aspect of the legacy of war and violence in Afghanistan. So your journey will be two parts. The first part is to ask your helping spirits to help you to reach that neutrality of the hollow bone, the neutrality where you can tap into the answer without your own biases registering or observing, so that you can be completely neutral to the process in this container that we've made tonight. Because we don't know what's needed. We don't know if what we can do is needed. So the first thing we do in our journey is to ask permission, to ask ourselves to be neutral, and then ask permission to work on some aspect of the situation in Afghanistan. And through our helping spirits, they will tell us if we have permission or not. And if we get permission, we'll then go into the second part of the journey, where those helping spirits will guide us and show us what is ours to do. What is ours to do? What can we help with? And as I've learned many times in doing this process, sometimes what I think is mine to do is not mine to do at all. Sometimes I don't have permission to work in the way that I think I should or in the way that I am thinking. And in those cases, the permission I get is to hold space, to create a place of energy and neutrality for those who do have permission. Because especially when we're going far away, outside of our own neighborhoods, outside of our own areas and communities, we may have less of the ability to go in and change things. But there may be people just like us there who can use our support. So keep in mind when you're asking for permission, sometimes holding space and supporting is the most important thing to do. So we'll just take a moment again to feel that ball of energy in our chest and to feel our neutrality of being perfectly balanced between the Creator and the Earth. And let's turn off our videos as we get ready to do our tending. Remembering to ask for that neutrality. Ask for permission for what is ours to do. And then do what we're called to do. We'll journey for about 15 minutes. And then we'll turn off the video, take a few moments to do notes, and share. Here we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take a moment to feel yourself back in your body, and we'll take some time to write down some notes and begin sharing. So I thank everyone for sharing. What a moving, deep tending and work that was done today. It's interesting when we do these calls to action to know that we're recording them and other people will be joining this circle that we won't see in the future and doing this work as well. And so our circle will get bigger and the work will become more powerful as a result. So I thank each and every one of you for doing that. And I think what we will now do is close our sacred space for today, which will end our tending. I'd like to thank the Spirit of the East for being with us each where we are, for helping us hold this strong container and sacred space for this work. Thank you for being here, for being a reference for us, for supporting us and helping us. Thank you, Spirit of the East. Spirit of the South, thank you for being with us. Thank you for connecting us together, for holding our sacred space, our sacred container, each where we are, for connecting us together and bringing your wisdom to our circle. Thank you, Spirit of the South, for being with us and helping us. Spirit of the West, thank you for being with us. Thank you for bringing your wisdom to our circle. Thank you for coming each where we are and helping to connect us together, helping to create sacred circles, small and large. Thank you, Spirit of the West, for being with us and helping us with our work. Thank you, Spirit of the North, for being with us and helping us as we do this good work. Thank you for bringing your wisdom to our circle. Thank you for connecting us together and helping us form a big, good container, a strong container, a sacred container for this work. Thank you, Spirit of the North. Father Sky, thank you for being with us and helping us to create this container for our work, helping us create a sacred space each where we are and connecting us together. Thank you, Father Sky. Mother Earth, everything we have is thanks to you. You are the sacred space we walk upon. Thank you for holding us so well. Thank you for helping us tend your creatures and help those in need. Thank you, Mother Earth, for giving us this opportunity to be here and do this work. Grandfather Sun and Grandmother Moon, thank you for shining down upon us each where we are. Thank you for helping to create sacred space for us and connect these sacred spaces together. Thank you for illuminating truth and helping us as we did this tending today. Thank you, Father, Grandfather Sun, and Grandmother Moon. I thank the spirits of the land and the great spirits of the land, each where we are and around us, connecting us together all over Mother Earth. Thank you for holding our sacred space. Thank you for connecting us together. Thank you for the wisdom and connection you have for us. Thank you, spirits of the land. I thank all of our guides, angels, and helping spirits for being with us. And for the guides, angels, and helping spirits of all those we encountered today. I thank the spirit of technology for connecting us well and helping us to work together in this wonderful new way. Thank you for connecting us together. Thank you for the opportunity for us to create this sacred circle, create this sacred tending together. And I thank all of you for joining me today and doing this great work on behalf of the people and beings of Afghanistan. This land has been under siege from violence for a long time, but I know that as we do this work, we are helping to change that and create a new future for the people there and all the beings on the planet. Thank you, everyone, for joining me today. Thank you.
Thank you, Joan, for guiding us through the process of tending to Afghanistan. And we invite you all to mark your calendars and join us for next month, Tuesday, June 15th at 12 p.m. Mountain Time for our next community call to action. We'll be led by SWB community leader, Cindy Pincus, and hosted by the Society for Shamanic Practice. More information at shamanicpractice.org. Thank you again, everyone, for joining us today. Many, many blessings to you, to your loved ones, and to your communities. Aho.